진짜 숨을 떼자. 둠바이 좀 된데 디신 샤바다 좀바이 안다바 두비 산제리 둠바 대화를 세반지 된 첨바 지분 할로 주와라나 메발라다 민남지 둠바 산지 좀 된데 빼자와 샤자 투바 차들로 둠 Jomdende dijin shibadra jomba yandaba zubi sanji ribadan shuzu dimba devara shiban jidin chimba jibun duwa khalo juwa lana meba lada minam jidimba sanji penjawa shanubala chazilo chudu chosu chivu dimba jomdende Ayan dhamma zubi sanji ribadha shasu dhamma devara shaban jitin chimba jibun duwa khalo juwa lan madami namji dhamma sanji jomdende bejawa shaja tubala chazilo chudu jausu chiyo Kanzi kanyi zomho chu tamanzi sachin dila kumbha dhimburani ngani jidin dina chu Dizi kibha chu la chazi lo namda kunga chudu susanwa ishi jazu sirjilum Chaban jidin suna lami wang kumbha chuni chu la chazi lo cincho dhimba timi dhavi Sindhun dhava chola chathelo dhuta chenta sipa soma je nyami chijin chola chath. Namji chimbi dhamba mbosu namayin dhinja. Dijin shala chathelo dhabi dhuja dhava ju kivi nge son le dhujin jidu dhinda ju. Shijir chula chadzi lo dhunin dhuvi layandhi loba dhala rabdhuni shingi dhambayin Yinin layan chadzi lo dhiva chiya mija shingi wa bhusun zub Rangi sene yonsun din dini sanji dhimba Juma siba chubu da mila lo da dinda bun duji junam de da da sunam diye tamji ziba yi kuba da ne jinji da jundi kada na da chivi lau chubi Duwa duwa Jujin me do jamari ra niji nidi jambandi sanji shindu midi piwa yindu kwen namda shenla jipa yindu
Zemalala I just wanted to give a brief introduction. This is Denma Lodzo Rinpoche. He's the abbot of Namgyal Monastery in Dharamsala, northern India. Namgyal Monastery is the personal monastery of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who is the spiritual and secular leader of all of the Tibetan people, who is now living in exile. Denma Lodzo Rinpoche did all of his studying in Tibet itself prior to 1959, when he was forced to escape to avoid the communist Chinese invasion of Tibet. But he received his Geshe degree, an equivalent to a PhD in Buddhist theology, taking 20 to 30 years of practice and intellectual and intuitive training at Drepung Monastery in Losa Ling College, after which he did 6 complete years of the lower tantric college program and finished his degree there as well, before coming to India in 1959. So we are very fortunate to have him with us, as well as having 19 other of the Tibetan Buddhist monks from Namgyal Monastery who are here for 3.5 months performing a tour that's traveling over 27 cities, 30 performances of their ritual dances called Cham. And we're very happy to be able to be here. So tonight we've asked the abbot of Namgyal Monastery, Denma Lodzo Rinpoche, to say a few words.
Aranzo lenje dun zomje tus chombaris, inanzo pele pejoris, madi tende lundus in joris. Dini to do servina, nuko canton servienta condi yon jorba. Madi balea cadu cavitris. Cains and anzo de yombada, charanzo togo, some shuya imba cadu yabuji cavitris. Madi tende lundus in joris. Madiba.
Madiba.
Mutiris. Jada dig of Delia, and in nature on to Gomjadan, Dinder, and Dinde Chagoris, in nature on to Shitagging Shoot Chimbuchin, Shia, the Kayomers, Shia Guya Homers, Chiron Chingoris. Did the inner thing a number two quality, Dangaran to Trumogus or Duchin? That's the Shia.
So, on this occasion that we're here tonight, we're aware that this is the beginning of your 3-month retreat. And because that is the case, I'm not going to give a detailed explanation of the manner or the procedure of doing meditation. And specifically because probably you already understand that yourself, so you don't need my explanation of that. But what I will explain tonight was a brief explanation of something about the Buddha Dharma or Buddhism. Any?
No. No. Jambi melam, sanji sungri. Jambi melam.
There's one prayer that is called the prayer of Maitreya, the next Buddha to arrive in this universe. Maitreya Buddha, the Buddha of great love.
No, dina songyaris. Ngendru lamni, do jiji, tori lamni, rab dunla, gashi mebar, jenjibi, Chanju Semla, Chatsa, Lodin, somebody's. That did turn that Carasungu Arisena Maranzu Kangalo, Sentient Kangalo, Dewan Dugur, Dungan Dugamaris, some Gijuris. Then that Sin dig did do sing it, Maranzu could send dig Tavshi Lela, Mikanga Chediagi, Tavshi Tito and Cheto Yorbas. They were drew to Yachida, Dunga Seati. That said Chimintini, they were.
Yoya
ngendru ge lam di doba che thu yo res te yin da ngendru lam ni do ji ji sin da al ti pa du sun
So then there is a short prayer by the Buddha Maitreya, and essentially it goes to put aside the door leading to the three lower rebirths and to actually create the means to be born in the three precious or the three higher rebirths. In order to do this, I prostrate I actually prostrate and praise the awakening mind of bodhicitta, the mind that wishes to attain full awakening for the purpose of benefiting all living beings. And this, by doing this, I reduce the mental afflictions and the karmic causes that cause all suffering. And then the reason that this prayer is stated in this way is that in this life we can recognize that all living beings want to reduce suffering and to actually experience happiness as much as possible. And to do this is possible in one's own life. But what is much more difficult is actually consideration of the future lives, to try to create the causes for happiness and to create the causes for reducing suffering in the future lives. In order to actually create that kind of a situation in the future life, one, except for the Dharma, the practice of a spiritual faith, there is nothing else that is possible that is capable of bringing about a positive result, the positive result of creating virtuous energy or spiritual momentum and reducing or eliminating the suffering that plagues our minds. So the preciousness, the excellent three higher rebirths refers to the fact that except that by practicing bodhicitta or developing this mind of awakening, one can actually create the cause to be born in what are called the three higher rebirths of the God realm, the demigod realm, and the the precious human rebirth, which is actually the most precious of the three.
Gashi mebar denji bista leda nyomambe ongi jiwada shiwada tezu maluba pangbe tabe kopang yang janju ge sen len den ne dubar chi tu yo res de yin da gashi mebar denji bi janju semla cha cha lo sun janju ge sen len den ne guba chimbe go ne ani yon de juba yin da cha cha lo
So the quality of the bodhicitta, or the mind of awakening, is such that the body, it is able to abandon the kind of body that arises and takes birth and dies by the power of the mental afflictions. And that this last part of the prayer that says, I prostrate and praise bodhicitta, the mind of awakening, which overcomes the basis of birth and death and birth and death. It actually states that the qualities of bodhicitta, the mind of awakening, have the power to reduce and abandon the body that arises from mental afflictions of anger, hatred, and ignorance. I'm sorry, ignorance, hatred, and attachment. So what's very important is that to the extent that one can, based on having this mind of awakening in one's own mental continuum or heart, say by saying this four-lined prayer, you're able to increase again and again the strength of the bodhicitta, this mind of awakening that strives to reach full awakening for the benefit of all living beings. If you don't have it already in your mind, by reciting this prayer in earnest, you actually can increase and or generate the beginning of the bodhicitta mind, the mind of awakening. So without having even a semblance of bodhicitta, this mind of awakening, it's not possible to reach the state of full awakening or enlightenment or Buddhahood. The actual cause of reaching full awakening or obtaining enlightenment or realizing enlightenment is actually having this bodhicitta, the mind of awakening, and the wisdom that understands the true nature of phenomena, or sometimes called emptiness, the lack of inherent existence.
Oh, did Ta toni tobi shirav ni teba sunga logi teni chanchu ki ju res. Nintu chi teba, ranja chi teba, teba chimbi teba sunga logi chanchu yorwa ta. Nintu chi chanchu, ranja ki chanchu, tijin ki chanchu sunga logi ju res. Toni tobi shirav di. Ta chanchu ki sim di, ane sanji ji gopan am. Teba chimbi chanchu tumu mahimbi ju res.
So the quality of understanding, the wisdom that understands the true nature of reality is the actual cause for obtaining what's called the fruit of the three vehicles. The solitary realizer, the self Buddha, the Arhat, and the fully awakened mind of a Buddha. These are the three fruits that can be obtained by actually obtaining the realization of the wisdom understanding the true nature of reality or emptiness. But the actual unique quality of the Mahayana, which is sometimes called the great vehicle or sometimes called the universal vehicle, is this mind of awakening or bodhicitta, the mind that wishes to obtain full awakening solely for the purpose of facilitating the happiness of all other living beings. That's the unique feature. So even if someone has obtained the mind of awakening, this bodhicitta mind, then if someone has obtained that and then engages in virtuous activity, it is possible to actually achieve enlightenment or full awakening. Without having this mind of awakening or bodhicitta, even if you engage in countless virtuous activities, it's not possible to obtain full Buddhahood.
What it is? Ani chanchu ge semji ti simbe go ne gom jana so so gom jabati sinje thangje le phem ba che da rani sanji ju gom to bi jula ro a ji ung ge ares ti yin da ni ge chim bu che ne shu yu s
so then during the time of engaging in meditative practice, what we should try to remember is that I'm doing this practice and that the results of this practice will be of benefit to all beings, to all living beings, and that by doing it in this way, this actually serves as the cause to reaching the state of full awakening, where we can actually serve all living beings. Oh, and since it is that way, then when you meditate, if you can, try to awaken this this mind of bodhicitta, the mind of awakening. Because of that, then I'd like to give a brief explanation of what the mind of awakening or bodhicitta is.
What it is. Then the Tachanju Saint Jula Tiwalaya Jul Karguaris and Judinibe Ninjeta, Chamba to the Wonder Roguaris, Chamba Chimbo, the Ninji Chimbo, Wonder Roguaris.
So the very cause or the origin of this mind of awakening is actually great love and great compassion.
That did the Ninji Chimbo Yuan Chabala, Karguaris and
So then, this great compassion actually refers to the wish that all living beings be freed from samsara, or the cyclical addictive pattern of taking birth and death and birth and death again and again. This is the actual description of great compassion. In order to generate that, you have to have the thought of renunciation. So renunciation from samsara or cyclic existence.
Ta kwa ta da le shenba lo be ngin jong ge samba yong la. Sen di nang xin do be ngin jong de ngon de ro gu ga de. Sen di nang xin do be. Sen di nang xin do se du. Sen di ma do san ne sam ya me be lo shu chim bu ti. Me ba cha ne. Chi chim ma ping ji du ni ge samba yong gu ga de.
In order to generate this type of renunciation, which wishes to be free from samsara, or this cycle of existence, you have to generate the very powerful thought that that thinks solely about the future lives, and actually stops placing a great emphasis on this life only.
What did you? Tang around to Chuba singing this Chuba singing the Kandiju Gugu Arisena Tin did a Chimanyiga Nangi Tse Chimotu Chikinju Gugu Aris.
So the actual behavior, right? Chuba. Practice. The actual practice that we need to engage in is generating the thought that cherishes, that actually thinks that the future lives are much more important and relevant than the activities of this life alone. That's the actual practice that we have to play. That's the actual practice that a practitioner has to engage in. So for those people who actually have obtained a good life in this life, in actuality, then For those people who actually have obtained a good life and now who are doing a good practice in this life, but who are not thinking about the future lives, not thinking that it's important, then they actually are not practicing a full spiritual path. And then for those people who are actually engaging in a practice that considers that places a greater emphasis in the results in the future lives, that's the actual spiritual practice. So for that person who, there are three different levels of practitioners, the highest with, or three different scopes of practice, the highest, middle, and lowest. And for those people, the lowest practitioner is the one who simply thinks about trying to gain happiness and remove suffering for their own self in the future lives. That's actually the lowest scope of a being who's practicing the Dharma. So then the being of middle scope or middle capacity is the one who has the following thoughts, that in order to be free from being born in any of the three lower realms, I'm going to try to remove the actual mental afflictions and the karmic causes for being born in the lower three realms, and in addition, try to create the virtuous seed or action that creates the seed or potential to be born in the higher three realms, and then finally to obtain the full awakening. And Sangeetika Kopa. And also beyond that, to actually go further, to actually remove to remove all of the causes for experiencing any suffering, to actually liberate oneself from cyclic existence. That's the being of middle scope.
Rangla shirai be kadin chimburis. Rangi be pada mada tende nye mongo chayaris. Sengjian gangalo. Tengza rangi be diwa gangalo. Sengjian ki kadin le tende chumba shataris. Jada tita be tende kadin chimbu yingi ki sengjian duzu karichana chese yu shani. Rangjibu tende kuwa le tatap chebati marumba resamne. Sengjian thamje tende diwa langobada. Sengjian thamje
So then for the being of the highest scope thinks in the following way. In the same, if I try to obtain happiness and liberation from cyclic existence just for myself, that's not beneficial. That's not enough. Because just as I want to be free from suffering and obtain happiness, All other living beings have also want to be free from suffering and have happiness. And the only way that I have actually obtained happiness is based on the kindness of all other living beings, often called mother sentient beings. And only based on their kindness have I been able to obtain happiness and liberation from samsara, cyclic existence. So having obtained liberation from this cyclic addictive behavior patterns, that's actually not enough, and that's not appropriate enough. What I wish to do is to actually obtain the fullest state of awakening so that I can free all other kind sentient beings from their suffering and help them to and facilitate them to obtain full awakening and happiness. So then, what is generated in the mind of the highest practitioner is the awakening mind of compassion, and great love. And the great love actually refers to wishing that all sentient beings be happy and experience and obtain the causes for happiness. Great compassion actually refers to the wish that all living beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. So after having obtained the semblance of these two, of love, great love and great compassion, then you actually generate the complete aspiration or the superior intention to actually work for all living beings so that they are free from suffering and obtain happiness, not only in thought, but in actuality. Then having generated these thoughts, and one says, I myself will engage in the activity to free all sentient beings from suffering and to generate happiness in the minds of all living beings. Then one has to ask oneself, do I have the capacity or the power or the ability to be able to bring this about? Then having asked that, you look around and you say, is there anyone who does have the qualities to be able to perform such an activity of engaging in for the benefit of all living beings? Then one determines that the completely realized perfect Buddha or fully awakened being is the only one who has actually obtained the qualities. So then I then make the resolution to become a fully awakened Buddha in order to engage in this activity in reality.
What it is. Ti indu tane ta ta ki gelong sung gi dus. Lo jong gi tunda ji xie na sung gi dus. Lo jong gi tunda. Lo jong gi tunda xie di de zi kabu yo aris. Xie di xie na lo li chu ya di mi kange lo li chu ya kabu yo aris. Lo jong gi tunda di. Kari yin se na chu kabu yo ba kari se na pe na. Rang gi xie ta gi pen chimbo ta xia bi mi ji gi rang na bi ne ba chimbo jie su na. Halebe dabe hale goya de jorba tela ye tenebe yijin jo nobun ye banan hin ge tenebe gabu chen che go sen so yo res
mi shame ge ngas
be so so pe ta so so shida ya go che shebe ka din chimbu che shebe mi ji yorba mi ti ge so so le be du cha shida che so na ta tela tenebe yijin jo nobun ye ba ta be ga so gom ga go go chen so yo res
Then what I didn't say from before was that a person who has obtained this type of thought to reach full awakening for the benefit of others has actually generated the mind of awakening, this bodhicitta. And then in addition to that, this type of discussion actually refers to a classification of teachings called lojong, or thought transformation. where one transforms one's mind, thinking for the benefit of others. And the meaning of this is actually quite difficult to put into the mind itself. But there's an example, and then if someone else has actually been very kind to ourself, so if we have been very kind to another person, but that person, so if we have been, for an example, if we have been very kind and loving to another person and facilitated them, but then they turn around and actually are very mean to ourself, then that mind of... But if that happens, that situation arises, then we have to consider that person as a precious... we have to consider that person as a... So we have to consider that person as precious as a jewel, as the jewel of the mind, because that person actually gives us the basis for being able to practice, the person who causes suffering to us. Suffering or problematic people are the virtuous qualities of suffering are explained in this way. Although there are many praises of suffering itself, because when we receive some suffering or problems to ourselves, it in many ways it actually helps to reduce this kind of pride, this kind of destructive pride or ego that we feel. It helps to reduce it in many ways. But there's a lot of explanations that praise the virtues of experiencing suffering. But it's very difficult for us to hear it and to place it deep in our mind, because it's something we're not conditioned
to believing in.
So then in the Mahayana, or the great vehicle, or the universal vehicle, in many ways as it's translated, so then it's explained by actually training the mind and doing this practice of this thought transformation again and again, that it is possible to increase the qualities of the mind and increase the power of this thought of the mind of awakening or bodhicitta. But for beginners, it's actually quite difficult to perform or to practice this thought transformation practice of transforming suffering that's given to oneself into a means for practicing the path to enlightenment. Although it's a little difficult, there's another type of practice called giving and taking, where any virtuous activity or power or spiritual energy that one has created in one's mind or generated, you actually offer that to all other living beings. You actually offer all of the virtue and energy to other living beings, and all of the suffering and negative actions that other people do, you take it on, or suffering that people experience, you take it on to yourself. This is actually the practice of giving all of one's virtue and taking the suffering of others, but it's actually very difficult to do. So although it's difficult to really explain this thought transformation practice briefly, the essence can be explained that we have to try to eliminate the thought of ourselves being very special, very holy, very important, very unique. We try to eliminate that thought of our own pride and actually try to consider that all other living beings are actually the ones who are special and important and essential to our practice. So briefly, that's the type of thought transformation. So actually placing emphasis and thinking that on ourself and thinking that we are the ones who are the most important, this is actually a very problematic and is a great mistake or a great fault in our practice. But to the extent that we can generate the thought that considers benefiting all other living beings and the preciousness and the importance of all other living beings, this is actually a very powerful practice in itself. So then, as stated by Shantideva, an Indian Buddhist master of many centuries ago, he actually says that all of the happiness that can be generated in the mundane or worldly level, of all the worldly level of happiness, can actually or is generated based on the thought that wishes to benefit all other living beings. That thought itself is the source of generating mundane happiness. So the actual source of all of the type of suffering that occurs, the suffering of the body, the suffering of speech, the suffering of the mind, all of the different myriad types of suffering that are experienced in this world, that all of that arises based on the self-grasping thought. Right, from the self-grasping thought that places full emphasis on me, my. So all of those people who are essentially derelicts of the world, those who steal, who kill, who rob, etc., all of their actions are based on this self-grasping thought or attitude. And then on the opposite side, for those people who actually think about the benefit of others, when they're about to think about killing another person, understanding that my own soul or my own life is just as it is important to me, it's also equally important to that other person. So in that way, from that point of view, then I will not kill others. Then also for other people who have the thought to steal or to take things from other people, in the same way that my possessions seem to be important to me, they're important to other people, so that I will not steal those. So this type of person actually realizes that it's important to work for the benefit of others, and not just for oneself.
What it is? Rang di shida gi bza chimbuzi, rang chibarzi, rang chibarzi ba yinzani, ta bi na chala di susu le jo ba gundo chimbuzi, bi ngala gundo sam, rang chindi di shu chimbuzi, chala di ngala gundo sam, ta chala rimba chaya me ba yinari, yang rimba di pa chaya le sana shu ba yinari, ma jin le ngo su ngo ris.
So for those people who have a very powerful thought of self-grasping or grasping at their own importance, then when they have the thought, oh, I really need some kind of thing or object, then based on that thought, they really develop a lot of greed or miserliness, greed and miserliness towards being able to purchase and to buy, possess different objects and things and buy things, right? Oh, and then based on that kind of greed, some people will even, without even giving money, will actually go and take things, right? Will actually take objects and... No. All right, and they actually engage in stealing or taking things that have not been given, one of the non-virtuous activities.
Hmm.
And also based on this self-grasping thought, many times we actually wish that other people obtain suffering and that they experience problems. And that they also in the future, or in the next births, you know, Kiwajima, that in the future lives, that they actually will obtain a lot of suffering and problems. This type of thought is actually a misconception, Namto, right? Or actually is a conceptual thought that is very harmful to us. And it, the basis of that is, once again, this self-grasping, narrow attitude. So for those people who actually can cultivate the thought of the importance of other living beings and cultivating the thought of benefiting all other living beings, then gradually by training the mind, they can increase and increase this quality of the preciousness of benefiting, or the preciousness of other living beings and the wish to benefit them, so that they will actually, anything that they want or possess, they're even willing to offer to other people. In the same way, in the biographies of the biographical stories of the Buddha himself, in many cases, he actually offered his head, right? He actually offered his head to other living beings if it would be beneficial for them. Now, in the same way, by actually increasing this idea, the strength of the cultivation of the thought of benefiting other beings, we too can increase our ability to offer anything and everything that we have to benefit other living beings. This is possible. This actually can be cultivated.
The actual source
of those beings who are very harmful to all other living beings is this self-grasping thought, and the actual source of being able to accumulate the wisdom and the merit or spiritual energy that leads one to reaching full awakening or Buddhahood is actually this thought of bodhicitta, or the thought to benefit all other living beings.
So then
those beings who only think about generating the suffering that arises in future lives, in our own future lives, is only based on it, on the negative karma, or the negative karma that arises from this self-grasping attitude. That's the actual source of all type of sufferings that we experience in the future lives. That's one. Then two, then And then for those solitary realizers, it's called listeners and solitary realizers, shravakas and pratyeka buddhas in Sanskrit, hearers and solitary realizers, two types of attainments, only based on wishing to eliminate, to be free from samsara or cyclic existence for themselves, they obtain this position, this status or this liberation. But based on the fact that they still have a semblance of this self-grasping mind or attitude, they have not actually achieved the state of full awakening or complete Buddhahood, because they still have this very subtle aspect of self-grasping that keeps them from working for the benefit of all living beings, not just themselves. The listeners and the solitary realizers, right? In general, for those beings who still have this semblance of grasping at themselves or self-grasping, then they actually degenerate any kind of virtuous qualities that they have, and it actually begins to degenerate with time. But for those people who actually place an emphasis on the benefit of others, or place an emphasis on the preciousness of all other living beings, then they actually are capable of attaining the full collection of happiness and marvelous qualities. Within the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, written by Shantideva, this Indian Buddhist master, he actually explained that the great mistake is actually considering only working for one's own benefit, and that he explained many of different faults and misconceptions that arise based on working only for oneself to create happiness only for oneself and reduce only one's own suffering. And he praised all of the qualities of the thought of thinking for the benefit of others and engaging in the benefit of others. And I'm sorry, he was saying some quotes that I don't know. Wait, one.
I should not have talked more.
No. I should?
I should not have talked more on this. No.
I should have talked more?
Yeah. No need to talk more.
Oh, there's no need for me to explain anything else except this practice of... So there's no need to explain anything else other than the fact that based on doing practice for the benefit of others, we create positive karma or the positive potential to obtain virtue and to obtain the full awakening. And by but also from the other side, by engaging in any activity solely for one's own benefit, it's not possible to create the good cause or the good karmic cause, and we actually can degenerate our virtue. Sorry.
Get all
So there's two specific bodies that the Buddha obtained. He obtained the truth body, which is for his own benefit, the truth body, and he obtained the form body, which is for the benefit of emanating for all other beings. Right, and based on the mind of awakening or bodhicitta, he obtained this form body, which is for the purpose of benefiting all other living beings. So we ourselves actually rangi dumbe ani shen. So, but we ourselves have actually not obtained our own purpose and also the purpose of other beings because we are still grasping at an inherently existent self very strongly. So it's from the spiritual point of view, it's definitely clear that working for the benefit of others is much more important than working for our own benefit. For example, if we are in a group with 100, if we look at the point of view of trying to do something that makes ourselves happy and making other people happy, right, so if we're in a situation where we can engage in an activity, if it benefits other beings, if we have the attitude of benefiting other beings, then it makes others happy. If we only work for our own benefit, and it may benefit and may make ourselves happy, but that should become less important than working for the benefit of all other beings. And this is not even just a spiritual, from the spiritual point of view, this is just a general thing. When we can benefit others, it does make them happy. This is something that is general to all situations.
For example,
if there's a family situation, if one person in the family thinks of doing something to benefit only themselves, the other members of the family will not be happy. If that same person in that family does something with the mind of benefiting all the other members of the family, it's much more powerful. It helps all of the other family members. So even if we look at just the animal realm, for those animals who actually help other, right? Even for a person who actually helps all other different kinds of animals, like cats and dogs, generally that's a person that we like and we feel an affinity towards. For those types of people who actually harm and kill or harm other animals, that's a person who we generally, the animals don't like that kind of a person. Right, that's it. That's it.
That's appropriate.
So
generally between the two, we can engage in activity for one's own benefit or for the benefit of others. Amongst these two, it's the working for the benefit of others is far more important and far more special an activity. For example, myself, I am one, but all other beings are limitless in number. So if I think, then for that reason, we should think, well, I will work for the benefit of all other beings. If I think I'm only going to do something for myself, that's not a suitable or appropriate type of thought. If I think I'm going to do something that is going to benefit all other countless living beings, that's actually a very suitable and appropriate and powerful type of thought. So the actual meaning of this is, to the extent that you can, try to reduce this thought of grasping at oneself and doing things only for oneself, and to the extent that you can, try to increase the thought of working for the benefit of others and recognizing the importance of all other living beings.
So
it's possible to think that this is actually very difficult to come or to practice, to generate this type of thought. But actually, it's not. So it's important to recognize that this is not an impossible task. It is possible to generate this bodhicitta, or this mind of awakening, or this thought of considering others to be more important. Because as it is explained, the reason for this is that as it is explained by Shantideva, the Indian Buddhist master, that in the beginning, before you've cultivated or familiarized yourself with some kind of action or behavior, practice, it's very difficult, right? But after cultivating and familiarizing yourself with a certain behavior or thought or attitude, it becomes easier and easier and easier. So based on this truth, it is possible to obtain this very powerful mind of compassion that thinks about the benefit of others first. So then it is very important to be able to continuously generate the precious mind of awakening, bodhicitta, by continually remembering the faults of grasping at oneself and working for one's own benefit, as opposed to the powerful qualities that are generated in working for the benefit of others. But based on this, it is possible to obtain the precious bodhicitta, the mind of awakening, for the benefit of others.
So then it's very
helpful to actually to generate the thought in one's mind that all sentient beings or all living beings have happiness and the cause of happiness, and that all sentient beings be freed from suffering and the causes of suffering. So when you're engaging in your meditative practice, if you can generate this motivation in the beginning, it's very helpful and it's very important.
What is this?
It's very important to actually obtain this pure motivation or the good mind or warm heart that's practiced. So and during this time when there is a great, there are great external facilities, right? Great external facilities that are increasing with time and getting better and better and better, and technology, etc. But equally at the same time, it's important that we also increase the inner facilities of the mind. So So based on this, then it's important to actually increase this warm, this good mind or warm heart that has a pure motivation of working for the benefit of others, and to gradually decrease this mind that thinks of only doing actions for one's own benefit. This is increasing the inner technology or the inner facilities of the mind. That's why it's explained that the increasing of the inner facilities or the inner technology, the inner facilities is actually very important to develop the inner facilities of the mind. So please make your minds very calm and very peaceful and to engage in your meditation practice. And thank you. And thank you very much for this opportunity.
One gondo pewara sho gewan di ji wo gu suna yi so sa de suna yi shi le ju tan be gu ni do ba ra ju jo ye me do da ri ro le ji ni de je man de san je je de me de bi wa ye ro ma nam da je na ju ro ra ju Dembe shinyen da tsuyen rupen trona ja denje chida namge bandu jubin zonye wa shiwa shinye nado lakwa
So at this point we'll take a 15 minute break so you can rest, and then when we come back, the monks are going to do right. They're going to do a special type of prayers that praise or making offerings to those deities or those emanations of the enlightened mind to engage in virtuous activity of protecting.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.